About 300 Turkish troops crossed into northern Iraq today in what is believed to be the first Turkish deployment of troops since a cabinet approved the measure last month in a bid to hunt Kurdish rebels. The Turkish army blames rebels from the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, of using bases inside Iraq to launch attacks on Turkey. The semi-autonomous government of Iraq's Kurdish northern region said the troops later withdrew. Turkish warplanes bombed villages in northern Iraq over the weekend when Iraq complained that at least one civilian woman was killed and said it wanted any future action coordinated with Baghdad. Sabri Sayaru, professor of political science at the Sabancı University in Istanbul, spoke to us about the difficulty of monitoring the area where the PKK operates.
The problem is the Iraqi government cannot control this area. It's a very mountainous area and very difficult to reach. It is pretty much within the area that Masoud Barzani, one of the political leaders in northern Iraq, controls. But even he claims that he cannot control this area. So it's pretty much a no man's land where PKK has found places to form its bases and launch operations into Turkey. It complicates the relationship between Turkey and Iraq. Obviously, Iraq is not very happy with what is happening there, and they have protested the strikes.